Director, ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to make a few marginal comments to the presentation of Archduke Otto this morning. The speaker pinned his hope to the protection of personal freedom under judiciary. Now, I agree with consequences, he draws. I think we should strengthen the judiciary. I think we should be very careful in the selection of the members of the judiciary. We should give them security of tenure, thus making them more independent. But we shouldn't expect too much from the judiciary. After all, the judiciary can only interpret and apply the laws, and the laws are made by the legislature, that is, by the political parties. Now, I would like to give you an example of recent political history in Poland. It's just one out of many examples. It is certainly a significant example, but it's quite illustrative. From Austria, a country, I must add, for any of you who might not be there, which is a democracy, in the sense that we have a universal suffrage and we have elections every 4 years, free elections, and so on. It is a democracy in the statistical sense and also in Mr. Loveday's sense. I mean, the citizens exercise some control and self-restraint in the sense that they don't hit each other over the head with. Well, in this country, the following happens. There's a provision in the tax laws which gives the benefit of income splitting to men who have who are independent in business and who are married to women who work for a salary, and refuses this benefit to women who are independent in business and whose husbands work for a salary. Now, somebody challenged this provision, and it was brought up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional. They said it was against the principle of in the Constitution that all were equal before the law. All right, what happened afterwards? The government didn't like it and wrote a new bill saying that men who are independent in business and whose wives work for a salary can split their income, and the other way around not. The same situation as so far. Labeled it constitutional law, constitutional changing bill, and sent it to Congress. Well, the government's got 90% majority in the parliament, so this law was passed immediately. And now it's become part of the Constitution. And now the Constitution says that everybody is equal before the law, except the women who are independent in business and whose husbands work for a salary. This is the situation. And similar